AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're doing better. The April jobs report shows the unemployment rate is down to 5.4%, and employers added 223,000 jobs last month. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at Mesirow Financial Services.
The recovery's still been lumpy at best. It's been a bumpy road with potholes, and I think that's important for employers because without sort of consistency, they don't want to hire up and have to fire again.
And our paychecks aren't growing by much. Average hourly wages up just 3 cents last month. The Dow is rallying on all this news. It's up 243 points. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is holding a news conference this hour. She's expected to announce an investigation into Baltimore's police department after a black man died in police custody. She told Congress just yesterday,
"When there are allegations of wrongdoing made against individual officers and police departments, the Department of Justice has a responsibility to examine the evidence and, if necessary, to help them implement change."
Six police officers in Baltimore have been charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death. Thousands of police officers are gathering on Long Island for this morning's funeral of NYPD officer Brian Moore. He was shot in the head after stopping a man suspected of carrying a handgun. The suspect is in jail without bail. A storm meandering in the Atlantic off the coast of South Carolina is expected to dump as much as 4 inches of rain on parts of the Carolinas over the weekend. Meanwhile, parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas that saw tornadoes and floods on Wednesday may see even more powerful tornadoes today and tomorrow, according to forecasters. Starting next year, more high school students will be allowed to take the ACT online. The announcement came this morning. This is AP Radio News. Deflated footballs? Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says, no, he hasn't read the report.
"I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully. But when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it."
He got a wildly warm welcome at Salem State University in Massachusetts last night in his first public appearance since an NFL-hired investigator concluded he probably knew that the New England Patriots employees had a role in deflating game footballs to make them easier to throw and catch. He, along with everyone else, is waiting to find out if the NFL will discipline him. Benno the dog has eaten socks, magnets, and marbles, and now he's eaten 23 live rifle rounds. But a veterinarian in Arkansas has saved him. He took the ammo out of Benno's stomach during an operation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.